This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The news of Detroit's bankruptcy filing has been relentless. But that Chapter 9 filing does not seem to be stalling economic growth and development in and around downtown. Case in point, Rivertown, a $55 million proposed development along the East Riverfront that won approval from the Detroit Economic Development Corporation. Rivertown would have townhouses, apartments, and small-scale retail. Brian Holdwick is with the Detroit Economic Growth Corporation.
What makes it transformational is creating the start of the neighborhood, the East Riverfront neighborhood, which has been the vision since the city assembled the property back in the 90s and after the casinos relocated elsewhere throughout the city.
The five-block project is adjacent to the Milliken State Park just east of the Wren's End. Holdwick expects construction to be underway by next spring and hopes to see everything complete by the end of 2016. McCormick Barron Salazar is the St. Louis-based developer who is not letting Detroit's bankruptcy derail its vision for the East Riverfront. Joining us now is the chairman and CEO, Richard Barron. Welcome to Stateside, sir.
Thank you.
Well, it seems real pivotal to understanding what is behind this proposed development to realize that you grew up in Detroit. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Livernois and 7 Mile in the city. And my family was in Detroit from the beginning of the 20th century. And my parents were both educated at Wayne State. And my maternal grandfather had a store in downtown Detroit for years, the Midwest Woolen Company. So my roots are very deep in Detroit.
And how long have you had your eye on doing something with the riverfront in Detroit?
Well, I've been trying to work in Detroit for a number of decades, very frankly. And it's not just the riverfront. We're also working in Midtown now on another project there. And I have always wanted to work in Detroit, and the situation has just never presented itself where it was possible for us to come in and do our kind of work.
Richard Barron, you head up a company that really specializes in reviving challenged and blighted urban neighborhoods. How did this become your focus?
Well, it really grew out of my work. I graduated from the University of Michigan Law School in 1968 and went to St. Louis, where I worked for many years on projects. I started McCormick Barron Salazar in 1973 and have been doing this kind of work ever since. We started in St. Louis and went to Kansas City and a number of other cities in the Midwest. And we work across the country now in a number of different cities, but I was always very interested in reclaiming these areas of cities that had fallen on hard times, that were blighted, knitting back community, dealing with schools and other kinds of programs to serve families and children, as well as try to integrate the arts in what we do. So it's been a very interesting career that we've had at McCormick Barron Salazar.
In fact, the company's website talks about making your developments holistic and sustainable. Can you tell us what would that look like in this Rivertown development?
Well, we will have a variety of different kinds of things that we'll integrate into the design, of course. We're very involved with all kinds of green design. But more importantly, we hope to restore a retail presence in the area. Many of the jazz clubs and other kind of nightlife venues were there at one time. And our hope is that it'll become a very, very popular place for families and children as well. We hope that with the parks and the Globe building being restored, that it's going to become a very popular place for people to recreate as well as live.
There really has been a fair degree of attention recently paid to the ways Detroit has used or not used its riverfront. And I'm wondering, as someone who grew up here in the Detroit area, in the Southeast Michigan area, and with the perspective of someone who's been launching developments all around the country, what mistakes do you think were made in the past and what needs to be done to make this riverfront in Detroit something that really means something to the region?
Well, I think it started. I think the Conservancy project is extraordinary. I think there will be a wonderful renaissance at Belle Isle. And I think that there has always been some access to the water with boating and the like. And I think that Detroit actually has done a better job in some respects than the many other cities in the country that are on water. I can include in that list St. Louis, which cut itself off from the Mississippi decades ago by building the highways between downtown and the river. Fortunately, Detroit didn't do that. And so I think there's plenty of opportunity for that to occur. And hopefully our project and others like it will make the water even more accessible.
Certainly with the announcement of Rivertown and you coming to present this in Detroit about the time that the bankruptcy filing happened, I wanted to talk to you about that a little. And it's interesting, we had a conversation on the program with Bruce Katz of the Brookings Institution, who talked about the fact that there is a real difference between a city's fiscal troubles and its economic prospects. And it strikes me that your coming in with Rivertown underscores that.
That's very true. We really regard the bankruptcy as an opportunity for Detroit to kind of right itself in a positive way. Hopefully from those proceedings there'll come a new fiscal management system of the city, and a lot of the poor decisions that were made over decades will finally be corrected in a way that will allow the city to function and deliver services. But in the meantime, we think that it's a extraordinary community, and it has awful lot of very good things happening. And we really regard it as a very good place to do business.
Richard Barron is the chairman and the CEO of McCormick Barron Salazar, and he spoke with us today telling us all about Rivertown, the new $55 million proposed development along five blocks of the East Riverfront in Detroit. Thanks for speaking with us today, sir.
My pleasure.